Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, cause Daryl's dead. Welcome back, everybody. Getting closer. We're getting closer to me being right, Ben.
One of these days, that son of a bitch is going
to
die.
One of these days, and you know what, Ben? To quote one of my favorite movies, when the time comes, Ben, I don't think I want to be right.
Yeah, I don't know where that's from. But
it's from Batman, when he says, I told you so, and then Alfred is like, oh, when the time comes, I won't want to. Yeah, so anyways, I just sort of changed it for our purposes. Anyways, this week's episode of The Walking Dead has been met with some divisive opinions. It seems like more people are leaning towards how you and I felt about it, which was that I think it was definitely from an artistry standpoint, it was the most beautiful episode that they've ever done.
Yes. So what happened and what's going on?
Yep. That's the,
which is the name of the episode.
Yep. Spoilers, for fuck's sake, if you didn't listen to it, turn off the goddamn podcast and go watch the show. Christ.
We kind of have it above the click here thing that says spoilers. So if you're listening to this and you haven't watched it and we're saying right now there's spoilers, that's on you.
Yeah. Anything so, you get after this point, if I get any hate tweets, I'm going to be fucking furious. So deal with it. Watch the show or don't listen. It's very simple.
So what happened and what's going on? Takes place 17 days after the death of Beth.
It sounds funny. It sounds funny when you say it like that. The death of Beth. Man, it, man.
It's my new metal band, The Death of Beth.
Oh, I like it. There will be a band like that. You know it's happening.
So in the beginning, it does look a lot of different shots. It has them digging a grave. It has that picture with, you presume, blood falling on it. It keeps showing Mika and Lizzie.
Yeah,
all these different things.
That was very confusing. Like the opening of this episode was insanely confusing to me. Like, I just watched it with my eyes wide open. I was like, these are all such beautiful images. And then all of a sudden, Lizzie and Mika are there. And Mika, like, her stomach is all bloody. And Lizzie has a bullet hole in her head. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And I did not put it together at that point in time. But then as the show went on, it made an incredible amount of sense.
And here's what I don't get is a lot of people were saying, oh, well, this episode didn't drive the plot at all. I'm like, bullshit, it didn't. I mean, besides from the obvious death of Tyrese, they know now that Richmond is not safe. They're now going to go to Washington because for the first time in five seasons, well, I guess four and a half, they're finally out of fucking Georgia.
Now, Ben, here's a comic spoiler for you. They'll probably address this. It's not a huge spoiler, but here's how Tyrese's death does, in fact, drive the plot. Look, we all know what's coming, okay? Even people who don't read the comics have an idea that they are headed towards what's called the Alexandria Safe Zone. The person who finds the group and recruits the group to come to this safe place, his name is Aaron, and he's... Right now, as we are talking, he is following the group and watching everything they do. And in the comic books, one of the key factors of how he knew they were good people, there were two things. One was the kids, which in the comic books, it's Carl and
Sophia,
because Sophia doesn't die in the comics. So he says the kids, and because you guys held a funeral. So I think that we're going to meet Aaron in the next episode or two, and he saw them give Tyrese a funeral. And I think that will be an important part of driving the story forward. So the people who say that this didn't drive the story forward, they're probably just stupid people.
Yeah, but I mean, even looking, you know, with Aaron, I think he's not going to be introduced this next episode. I think the third episode then he's going to be introduced.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Because the next episode is going to be focused on Glenn and Maggie and Abraham and that group.
Yeah.
And why did they split up Carl and Rick? I don't get why they did that.
I'm not really sure. Oh, I'm not really sure what's going on at all in these previews for next week's episode. Let's get back to this week's, because I'm very confused about what's happening next week. So this episode starts off, they go to Richmond. It's Rick, Tyrese, Noah, who, P.S., let's get this out of the way right now. Noah is doing a great job of replacing fucking Lori as the stupidest, most worthless character on the goddamn show. All Noah is doing is getting people I like killed. The sooner he is dead, the better I will feel about all of this.
But that's not necessarily true. Because, like, you and I had talked, and I was talking with another friend about this on Tuesday. What Rick said to Carl, and I can't remember if this was in the church before Gareth's group attacks or not, or when he said this to him, but he did say this to him at some point, and that is, people can and will slip up. And that's what happened to Tyrese. He saw the picture of Noah and Noah's brother. And obviously, you think that's going to be reminiscent to him of him and Sasha. I don't think Noah got Tyrese killed. Tyrese got himself killed because he wasn't paying attention. He knew there was a walker in the other room. He didn't really check to see any other rooms if there were walkers. He knocked on the door on the outside, but that was it. I don't think Noah is like Lori in that he gets people killed. Noah just hasn't had to experience the world, really. He was in Grady Memorial Hospital the entire time with Dawn's group, whereas Lori was out there and she still couldn't do anything. Noah hasn't really had that exposure yet. With an actual group of people that are fighting and surviving. He was well taken care of as long as he followed through in doing his duties at the hospital. So I think it goes back to what Rick said to Carl, was that people can and will slip up, and that's exactly what happened to Tyrese.
I think that Noah is a liability the same way I think Eugene is a liability. I don't think that either of them serve any true purpose. Noah didn't even have a weapon. He had to kill a walker with a plastic toy airplane. Like, he's sad that his whole family is gone and dead, so rather than just getting up and taking it like a man, he runs to his house to see for himself. I don't know, man, that's got Lori written all over it, like the time she stole the car to go check on Rick. Like, I don't know, it doesn't matter, because he's going to be dead before this season is over, I'm almost positive, so it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, they took this trip to go to get him quote-unquote home, because that's what Beth wanted to do, and they wanted to honor Beth. And so, again, this plot line makes sense. So let's talk about the real purpose and what really happens in this episode, which is that Tyrese takes his eye off the prize, and he gets bitten by a walker in the arm. Now, in the past, we've seen that quick amputation can save you from turning into a zombie. However, Tyrese gets bitten and starts to hallucinate almost immediately, which I found fascinating, because we've never been shown – like, we've seen people get bit and then die and turn, even all the way back in the first season when it happened to Jim. Like, you see the exterior, but now you get to see the interior, like the hallucinations, and it was pretty incredible. When Tyrese was hallucinating, he saw that Martin shitsucker. He saw Bob, he saw the governor, he saw Lizzie and Mika, and he saw Beth. Now, Ben, you may not have caught this. Here is why those people are significant to me. Those are all, except for Bob. Bob is the only one that doesn't fit in there, but those are all people that he lost that he didn't have true closure with. Actually, no, Bob does work. Hold on. Because think about – so here are the people who are missing. His girlfriend – from when he freaks out that Carol killed, whatever her name is, Karen?
Karen, yeah. Karen, yes.
The reason that she wasn't there was because he forgave Carol. That's why Karen wasn't there. The reason that Martin was there was because he felt like since he left Martin alive, Martin led the hunters and got Bob killed. That's how Bob fits into this. The governor was there because Tyrese followed the governor and was a part of his group before he really knew who he was and what he was capable of. So he was still hung up about that. He never got over Lizzie and Mika, and he watched Beth get shot in the head, and he was not over that. And so it was interesting that that was what he hallucinated. So it's like he hallucinated all of the things that he that like he felt like he hadn't gotten over emotionally, which to me, I think that this was the most, I think this was the most powerful death of anyone on the show so far. And that's a bold statement, especially with what's happened in the last season and some change. I think that this was the most touching and most beautiful death, because you actually got to see what the last moments are like after you get bitten.
Yeah, because typically when people get bitten in the show, it's usually in the throat or they get overrun by walkers, so you never have that chance. But when somebody's bitten and they're just laying there, which to Tyrese felt like an eternity, in reality, it may have been 5 minutes.
Yeah, it couldn't have been. Actually, my wife and I talked about that afterwards. It was like, it seemed like he was laying in that room forever. But the reality is that it was probably only a matter of minutes. But the problem was that then when a second walker came in, he couldn't fend it off properly. So he just stuck the arm that was already bitten in its mouth and it bit him twice. And I think that was really where the problem started, where we knew he wasn't coming back.
And I thought it was interesting when you have Lizzie and Mika, or, you know, saying, oh, give your hand to us, you know, give your hand. And in reality, it's Rick holding his hand out so that Michonne can chop it off with a sword. And it all happens so fast.
Yeah. Now, here's something that I will say, too, that Ashley brought up. And she was like, okay, you just chopped off his arm. Why on earth did they not grab something to tie it off with? Like, they just covered his side arm in a blanket. And he was just gushing blood all over the place. And Ashley was like, maybe he would have survived if they would have, like, just wrapped anything around it, like, something to tie it off. Because in the scene, which was one of my favorite scenes ever of the show that we'll talk about – well, I guess we'll talk about it now. But when they're carrying Tyrese out and they have to open up the doors, the main doors, and everything is in slow motion. So, like – Noah's trying to hold up Tyrese and he can't. When Tyrese hits the ground, you see his severed arm and you just see blood and it's for maybe a second tops. You just see blood pouring out of his stump. And Ashley was like, Jesus Christ, why didn't they try to tie him up? But that scene is amazing because he's sitting there with Noah and everything is from Tyrese's perspective in slow motion as all these walkers come pouring in and you see Glenn, Michonne, and Rick just dispatching of them. It's really awesome in slow motion. And sometimes the special effects on the show are a little – I mean, I think we can agree. Sometimes they're a little hacky and they don't look very good. But the slow motion shot where he blows that female walker from the back of her head, that was beautiful. What a wonderful shot.
Yeah, and that adds really to the artistic value of this episode, which I don't think a lot of people really took in and appreciated.
Well, now, so I'm going to make two references that this episode reminded me of. You'll get one, I think, question mark? The other one you won't. The one that you won't get is that this really reminded me of the show Twin Peaks, or like any David Lynch movie. Like, everything was so... Like, the whole episode was shot like it was Tyrese's dream, almost. Even the parts where real things were happening had a very, dreamlike feel to them. The whole episode. And it just makes me respect Greg Nicotero so much. Because he is now, like, one of the best directors on the show. Like, when he directs an episode, I get way more excited than I do for a regular episode. Because his episodes are always the fucking titties.
He's also directing the season finale.
He's doing season finale. He did the season opener this year with the trough scene and the escaping of Terminus. Like, he's a gangster. He did the one where Herschel got beheaded. Like, he's really good with the death scenes. Like, he understands the importance and gravitas that death scenes on this show should have. The other thing that this show – or this movie reminded me of is a movie called Requiem for a Dream. Ben, and I don't know if you're aware of that or have ever seen that.
I've heard of it.
It's a Darren Aronofsky movie, and it's about heroin addiction. And everything in that is – excuse me. I sneezed. I got so excited. Everything in that is the same way, where like you have all these little kind of cutaways and cut sideways, cut backwards, cut forwards, because the brain, when it's under duress, I think that that's how it operates. And so it was really beautiful. This episode was so beautiful to watch. Like, everything was just so – it was so well framed. There's this one moment, and I only caught this when I watched it a second time yesterday, when they're about to go into Noah's house, and Tyrese is standing there facing the front door. There's all this broken glass, but on one piece all the way to the left, you can see Noah's face reflecting in the glass. So, like, this whole episode is just littered with these little intricacies and, like, these little specific details that were just so perfect and so beautiful. This was one of my favorite episodes of the show ever. I can't pretend like it wasn't, because it absolutely was.
All right, let's move away from Tyrese for just a second.
Sure.
Because there's something I picked up, and then maybe I'm looking too much into this, but when Michonne, Glenn, and Rick were going before Tyrese and Noah, I think it's before Noah ran off, when they're going around the different houses and finding things, and they find that baseball jersey, and they start breaking things and start getting into things, and Glenn picks up the bat.
Yep. Oh, I caught it.
And I'm like,
but you know,
I wonder if that's a little foreshadowing. And then when they're trying to get Tyrese out, guess who's struggling with the wire?
Mm-hmm.
Glenn.
Yeah. It's interesting, but here's what I actually think is, I think that they're doing that as sort of because they want us to think that. I think they because also at the beginning of the season when they kept winding up with the bat to knock out Glenn, I think that they're just playing all of us. I think here's kind of, and again, I still feel very strongly that Daryl is going to get Glenn's death. I think I even said that last year on the show. I've called this shot for a long time, because that death in the show, there is no Daryl. Rick
in the comic.
Yeah, there's no, or what?
You said in the show there's no Daryl.
I'm sorry. In the comic, there's no Daryl. And once Tyrese is dead in the comic, Glenn sort of assumes the mantle of Rick's right-hand guy, because prior to the Negan head smashing, our favorite handlebar mustache fellow is also dead. So at the moment when Glenn gets killed, he's Rick's essentially best friend. That's his go-to guy. That is his guy. And to me, if you give Daryl that death, all those threats of people rioting, I think, will go away. Because in the grand scheme of the show, having that happen to Daryl will make Negan even more, like, despicable, and people will want him to be destroyed more if it's Daryl as opposed to Glenn. And so I feel very strongly that all they're doing right now is they're dangling a little carrot in front of us like we're a horse, and they're like, oh yeah, no, sure, we're gonna do exactly what we did in the comics, and then they're just gonna punch us in the face when it happens.
And like I've said, that's why I also think Carol was about to die, because Carol is long dead at this point in the comics.
Yeah, she has been dead for many. She dies in the prison in the comic books.
Yeah, because she kills herself.
Yeah. Now here, let's talk about. So that was a good catch, Ben. Good on you for catching the baseball bat thing. There were a couple of other things that were interesting in this, but I don't know what they mean. So two in particular. One, all of the Walker bodies that had their legs and arms chopped off, and then had W's carved into their foreheads. I don't know what that is, but it scares me. The other one was the painting on the brick that said, what did it say? Wolves not far? Is that what it said?
Yes, it's something about wolves.
Wolves,
yeah.
Not far. So one of two things occurred to me putting those two things together. They're going to maybe introduce a new group called the Wolves that maybe didn't exist in the comics. And that's their thing, is they hack the limbs off the walkers so that they can't come after people, and then they carve a W in their forehead. Or it could be actual wolves, and they could have just wanted to do something cool with walkers that they hadn't done before. So we're like, let's just do this. W for Walking Dead. I don't know. But it seemed interesting to me that they showed us those things. And I would like to, but see, we've been spoiled by Breaking Bad, but not everything gets a payoff on The Walking Dead. Sometimes things are just there because they're there. But I'd like to think that this wolves are near, or wolves are whatever it said. Wolves are far, or wolves not far. I forget. And the W's, I would like to think that there's going to be a payoff for that at some point down the road.
I think there will be. I don't know. I feel like since season 3... The Walking Dead has been a lot better about their payoffs. Things have meaning in The Walking Dead. Things don't just happen.
Right. And I agree. But also sometimes, like, I think for you and I, because we're such fans, we look too much into it and then we don't get a payoff. So this may be one of those things again. But
I don't know. I feel like this is a little more significant.
Well, the Wolves sign, they really wanted us to see that. Like they went out of their way to make sure that we could see it. Because like they had Michonne walk away from it so you could read what it said. So they really wanted us to see that part. Oh, God, I almost forgot. We have to talk about this. We're already running so long. This is such a great episode. I could talk forever. Ben, we texted about it. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I miss the governor.
Yeah.
David Morrissey fucking kicks ass. That dude is an incredible actor, and man, did I miss him. And it was so cool to see him on the show again. Ah, goddamn, he's good.
I thought it was funny when in Tyrese's hallucination, he kills the governor and he's on that chair, and the governor is standing right behind his corpse again.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah. But yes, I always liked the governor. I thought he was a great antagonist. Very, very fucked up, but I thought he was always a great antagonist. And I always felt like that's what Gareth could have become over time had Gareth not, you know, tried to be stupid and suicide mission everything.
Yeah, that's his own fault. But yeah, you know what? Both men fell victim to their own sort of hype. You know, they both thought that they were unstoppable and they both were too cocky, and that's what got them both killed.
Yeah, that's fair enough to say, but this episode was one of their best.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how it could be debated. You know what? And I will make an admission right here, right now. I didn't necessarily cry, but I absolutely had a tear run down my face when they stopped the car. So they get Tyrese out of this neighborhood, and they get him in the truck, and they're driving down the road, and there's no music. It's like, did you notice that? It's like dead silent. There's no sound. Mm-hmm. They pull off on the side of the road. Everybody gets out. They pull Tyrese out of the car. And you see Noah like fall to the ground, and you see Rick do that thing that he does where he like puts his hands on his hips for a second and then like throw his arms to the front of his body and walk away. Like, and it's just this incredibly gut-wrenching moment. Like, you knew that, like, because we already know that Tyrese is going to die, because you have that moment in the car where you see Bob and you see Beth and you see the two girls in the car with Tyrese, and all of a sudden all their wounds are gone. And like, they're telling Tyrese, it's okay, man. It's better to be dead in this world. Like, none of us were cut out for it. You're not either. Just come on, it's over. And Tyrese gave in, and it's beautiful. Just a beautiful episode.
And that's the one thing I want to point out really quick, was that I thought it was interesting that in this world, you have people. Like, I think they all have changed, but Carol's probably my biggest example of that, who have had to adapt to the way things are. They've had to change. They've had to kill. Whereas Tyrese has gone in the opposite direction. I mean, Martin pointed that out. I mean, he didn't even kill Martin when Martin was about to break Judith's neck.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was always weird that Tyrese went in the opposite direction, that he became more soft, more understanding, more, I don't want to say more human, because it's not like the other characters aren't human, but he started to have more empathy than other people, and that's ultimately what got him killed. Is, yeah, people die in this world, people you love will die, but they're at a point where you have to move on. Like that, you have to move on, or else you are not going to live to see another day. And that's what happened with him.
Yeah, there was so much good dialogue in this episode too. Like the governor continuing to say, you know, the check has to be paid, and there was a lot of really good, solid dialogue in the show, foreshadowing sort of his struggle. And I thought it was interesting too that Tyrese actually explained his own character full circle, because one thing that, and I'm sure you've noticed too, is that characters on The Walking Dead don't get killed until they've come full circle.
Oh yeah.
And Tyrese's full circle was getting Judith back to Rick. And he gives this speech to Noah about it and literally describes beat for beat, like, Tyrese's progression through the show. And so, like, you get the sense at that point, long before he's been bitten, long before any of that, you get the feeling like, oh, no, he literally just signed his own death warrant, because now you know that he has come full circle. Like, his purpose on this earth is now over, and it's time to pay the piper. It was very sad. Yeah. I will miss Tyrese, but at the same time, something else that I had talked with Ashley about, and this is something you wouldn't know from the comics, I think that this will have an incredible domino effect on Sasha, of all people. I think that Sasha is going to end up taking the place of Andrea in the comics, and Andrea in the comics is a bad bitch. She's the group sniper, and she becomes the lookout person at the Alexandria safe zone, and she is still alive as of this current time in the comics. And it seems to me like with them taking Bob from her and now taking Tyrese, she's going to sort of turn the way that Rick did. And I bet you, maybe not this season, but the following season, we'll get like a Sasha episode where she'll get to be a badass like Rick has been the last season ish. Ever since the throat rip, the new Rick Grimes is a fucking monster, and I love it.
It's the Rick Grimes of old, but not that old.
No, it's this.
It's before Farmer Rick.
Right. Yeah.
We're back to Rick-tatorship, Rick.
Right. But even that, I mean, it's not even that anymore. This is something different. This is like they had the great moment where they talked about not wanting to kill Dawn. That was another awesome moment in the show where Rick is talking to Glenn and he's like, I saw that she didn't mean to do it, but I wanted to kill her anyways. I didn't even care. And, you know, Glenn was like, I would have fucking killed her and I wouldn't have even felt bad about it. And that's when Michonne, you know, tells them, you know, you can be out here for too long. Like, you can lose all of your humanity. And that's where they're at. And that's why I'm excited for them to get to Alexandria's safe zone, because now the struggle will be, now that you have been out in the world for so long and you have lived this way, how are you going to adapt to people who live like there's nothing wrong? Because when they get to Alexandria's safe zone, it's like the way things used to be. There are streets, there are houses, there's food, there's ammo, like they're, you know, it's very surreal for them. And so I'm excited to see that actually on the screen, because some of them are just going to have a hell of a time, especially Carl. Man, Carl's fucked up.
Huh. Well, I do look forward to them getting there, and they will get there this season.
They haven't done anything or said anything to discredit that theory, which to me means that it's absolutely happening. I don't even know why it wouldn't happen. It's a great chunk of story, so to not do it now when it makes sense would just be silly. And especially since I saw a sneak peek where they get like a bunch of water in the middle of the street with a note that says from a friend, which to me means that Aaron is giving them water because he knows they don't have any. So like that's where we're going. Maybe not this week's episode. This week's episode, we get the tornado / thunderstorm of doom. So that I'm excited about that, because that's a fun little moment in the comics. But be on the lookout for Sasha now. I firmly believe that she is going to emerge as one of, like, if you're right, Ben, and Carol dies in this half, Sasha is going to pick up that badass bitch mantle.
I think she'll do that regardless.
Yeah, she's gonna get all Rick about it, and she's gonna just start offing people. It's gonna be great. We're gonna have a rip her own good time. But rest in peace to Tyrese and what's his name? Chad Coleman, right?
Yes.
What a great performance in that episode. Between that and the Grove, I mean, man, two incredible episodes that you have under your belt on The Walking Dead, and two of what are probably the best episodes, and you were in both of them, and in both you were just so, so mesmerizing. So hats off. Gone but never forgotten. Ben, your closing thoughts.
What's happening and what's going on is probably one of my favorites. I think my favorite is still the season 4 finale, the war at the jail.
Sure.
The
Oh, you mean the mid season? Wait. Oh yeah, was that the end of season four?
I'm sorry, the mid season finale, because the end finale is when they go to Terminus.
Yeah. So you're talking about when the Herschel episode.
Yes, the mid season finale of season four mm-hmm. is probably my favorite. But I have to think that this one ranks up there as well.
Yeah, great episode. It'll be interesting to see where they go from here, because now they've set a very interesting bar for this back half of the season. So I'm excited. I wish it was Sunday already, Ben. I wish it was Sunday already. Although I can't really watch until Monday now due to satellite issues. But I was able to avoid. Here's what happened. Just quick story before we go. I had done such a great job. I didn't look at Facebook. I didn't look at Twitter all day Monday. At about 2:30, one of my coworkers comes up to me and she goes, "Man, can you believe that Tyrese died?" And I went, "Oh, fuck a duck." I was like, "Megan," I was like, I did not watch it last night. I was like, I have to wait till I get home tonight to watch it. And just the look of horror on her face, she felt so bad. And I was like, "It's all right. Just know from now on that I can't watch them until Monday." But I had gone until 2:30. I was almost home free, Ben. And then it got spoiled for me. But actually, to be honest with you, it sort of took some pressure off, so I was able to enjoy the episode more. Because, like, my wife, Ashley, she didn't know, and she was just a mess that whole episode. So maybe it's for the best.
But, Megan, now you know.
But, yeah, goddamn it, Megan. So be sure to check out our regular show, The News Chew with Ben and Lou. If you're only listening to this and not The News Chew with Ben and Lou, what are you doing? God, you got to get on the mothership, homies. You can follow us on Twitter at The News Chew. We just got a sweet ass new logo that we're very excited about. You'll recognize an old friend in there. You can find us on Facebook at The News Chew with Ben and Lou. You could email us, but most of you don't. Let's see, what else have we got? Be sure to check out our wonderful sponsor. Even though they don't technically sponsor this show, you should still give your love to Porcupine Cookies, Seattle's finest and tastiest treats. Ben, closing thoughts.
Well, be sure to come back next week for more Walking Dead talk as we progress into, I think, the next group with Maggie and Abraham and Carl and all of them. So be looking forward to it.